A significant Malesa Day today, it is vital to hear the voices of multicultural youth leaders to understand their hopes and aspirations for a better Malaysia. Malaysian Youth Parliament members share their insights of a politically cohesive, economically integrated and socially progressive country. Malarveli Maganathan filed this special report.
According to Darshini Sitaram, a youth parliament member and a human rights activist, it is time for Malaysian policymakers to take transformative steps based on the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals in a bid to overcome greater global challenges in the age of digital transformation.
Transformation era where digital world is taking over. Same time when the policymaking process in place, they should count what is happening globally. Like recently, United Nations has just launched SDGs, have 17 millennium goals to achieve to evaluate if a country is doing good. So now when our MPs are going to sit for a cabinet meeting, these 17 goals have to be their priority. Think about what they're going to do at their own area, community, grassroots.
Another youth parliament leader and a volunteer of various community programs, Danish Basil, says stronger economic structure and good governance are essential for Malaysia to attain greater heights in the global arena.
In the unity among the people and the loyalty towards the country is one of the main focal points towards patriotism. Malaysia is working towards Vision 2020 and we are in the midst of achieving the 9 challenges which was constructed back then. I think what the younger generation is expecting is a better economic structure.
Meanwhile, as the chairman of Progressive Youth Organization, Taufik Abdul Fattah says it is imperative to truly understand the meaning of moderation as respecting rights of all races reflects one Malaysia.
Ask themselves what they can do for the nation rather than ask what the nation can do for them. People only preach moderation, but in reality, they do not really understand what is that. Being moderate is respecting or defending other people's rights as well.
Malaysia was not only built on blood, sweat and tears of our forefathers, but their shared dreams, ambitions, courage and will. 52 years ago, on 16th of September 1963, in his Malaysia Day speech, Tunku Abdul Rahman said, "Let us be truly worthy of the aims and hopes we have shared, the trials that we have faced in working together to achieve a common destiny, as it is time to realize patriotism is not a short outburst of emotion, but love and dedication towards the country for a lifetime." Malarveli Maganathan, reporting for RTM Radio News.